Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPM Shir number 136. This Bais Pnimi Shir for Men Shir number 136. Generally speaking, with the male ego, very often a husband, a man, feels threatened when his sexuality is threatened. His sense of worth is very much dependent on his sexuality in a very deep way. And therefore, it's very important in married life. The wife sometimes is not up to it. And she says, you know, please not tonight and whatever it may be. And a husband in his mind thoughts will cross on his head that she cares more about the kids than about me. This is all a waste of time to her. Her to-do lists or whatever she has is much more important to her than I am. Or maybe I'm just poor in my ability to show affection physically, or so on and so forth. So one needs to really work through this as a husband and overcome those feelings of inadequacy and lack of self-esteem that sometimes could turn into anger and resentment. See, if we understood clearly the nature of men and women, how different they are, how their sexual responses are different. Generally speaking, women, it takes a much longer time to get into these things, then it wouldn't be taken so personally. Yes, when we go to the women's side, we explain to them how the husband desires the response from his wife, and that's a beautiful gift, and it's a tremendous simcha, and she should really do everything she can to be sensitive to him regarding that. That doesn't mean, by the way, that she always has to say yes every single time that a husband's interested. But there has to be certain caring and derech eretz and willingness to want to make this a priority in life. And very often, yes, women don't realize that their avoidance of the sexual or their lack of response affects their husbands, you know, in a difficult way. So we talk to the women about being careful, not being indifferent, and how to handle it in the right way. But on the husband's side, it's very important not to take it personally, as best as they could, to work on all areas in life, including the emotional aspects and all the other aspects, the derech eretz, and so on and so forth. And you ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya. We always say this, you know, there's one real address, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you about everything in your life, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you in your marriage, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you with the physical relationship too, to ask Hashem to help you with it. Yes, and like we said in the last year, when you are finally together and there is sexual expression, it's important in those moments, those times, to open up the softness and to open up the emotions, to connect emotionally. And the more you do that, the more likely that she will reciprocate, not just emotionally, but physically as well. She'll look forward more to the times that you're together physically, because she's getting nourishment, not just in the physical sense, but she's getting nourishment emotionally with the warmth, with the connection. And again, you show that in other areas outside the bedroom as well, not just then, but especially then. We need to understand that although, like, this is stereotypical, sometimes it's different, but very often the way it is, men think about the sexual aspects much more regularly. That's why they have more the emphasis on the Leis Asuru and the Shmir Seinayim, because they're more visual, they're more triggered. Women, generally speaking, are different. They think about the sexual far less frequently than men do, as little as sometimes even a few times a month, maybe. That's why it's such a false concept in Hollywood, where they make these films where the husband, the wife, or the woman is always into it. It's just false. It's just not true. It's a fiction. Most of the time, her mindset is not there. And again, it's not her fault. It's part of her nature. Just like we can't be blamed. Again, we also, when someone truly wants to be an Oved Hashem, and they want to be Erlich, and they have the Shmir Seinayim, and they want to be Erlich, sometimes these things pop into his head, these sexual aspects, these struggles. And on one hand, we have to recognize what it is and fight against it and work to channel it and move away from it as best as we could. But we can't bash ourselves for having this. It's part of our nature. It's part of our nisayon, and we have to go work through it and elevate it. The same thing with a woman. If she has a lower interest in this, she's not to be blamed. It's part of her nature. And the idea is working together towards it with one another. So, for example, in a wife's mind, she's thinking, you know, when a husband suggests it, you know, especially not in a scheduled time. By the way, this is why it is important to work through, to have these formal scheduled minimal amounts of times. Generally speaking, you could adjust whatever it is. But it's important because this way it remains a consistent, whether one's in a mood or not in the mood. Generally speaking, it's a healthy thing to do. But again, her mindset is, if she has so much to do in her mind, I have to do this, that, and the other thing, and then this is lower on a priority list. But, you know, but then he feels rejected because of this, and he feels impatient sometimes, and he feels frustrated sometimes. And then that goes back and forth, and there is a sort of a negative aspect to it afterwards. And then she gets more frustrated, and then she's not interested at all. Where she had a havamina of wanting to be together, now she won't because of the husband's reactions to it. So we have to know not to take it personally, be patient and loving. In general, also, the more you treat your wife with respect and with honor, you know, no wife wants to feel that her husband just sees her as a sex object or just using her for sexual pleasure. And the real nekuda behind it is to first make your wife feel cherished and make your wife feel safe. You can't compartmentalize the sexual aspect. Men generally do this. There is this issue, that issue, the other issue. And a man could have unresolved issues in the marriage, but then when it comes to the sexual, they turn off all the other switches and they could be together with their wife, no problem, even if there's issues going on. With a wife, it doesn't work like that. If they're bothered by something, if they're upset pertaining to something about their husband or even about something else, it's difficult for them to respond. It's a teva. It's not their fault. It's just human nature. It's difficult for them to respond. Therefore, sometimes, yes, one has to iron things through, calm down, talk, and so on and so forth. There is an overall difficulty. And again, Baruch Hashem, these days, chassan teachers, kallah teachers, marriage counselors are working with this. Many women in many cultures have difficulty with the sexual to begin with. Some are not interested. It was like ingrained in their brain for whatever reason not to have interest. Sometimes it's past sexual abuse. Sometimes it's the hormonal system may not be functioning normally and they need to work to get medical attention for it or other things. Sometimes behind the scenes, they feel it's really a dirty or not pleasant thing. It's just that something that has to be done to have children. You have that still deep down, even though very often with Baruch Hashem, we're trying to undo that. Sometimes because of the upbringing and so on and so forth. You know, it was pounded into people's heads that it was negative. You have this a lot, by the way, with the non-Jews and the Christian culture, the old school over there, where that's a problem. And in some cultures here, it's a problem. But the idea being over here is that a husband needs to work through not to develop his self-esteem and to recognize that his wife's non-interest or less interest in him sexually does not take away any of his value, does not take away any of his good points as a husband and as a man. It's not that. And a husband, it's hard avoida, but he needs to not take it to heart when she shows less interest than he does, and not to feel that rejection and not to react in those ways that are difficult. One reaction that husbands may do is they may totally withdraw. They'll withdraw sexually, and then ultimately they'll withdraw emotionally. So really the avoida is not to do that. But basically what happens is when a man feels disrespected or disconnected, he may not verbalize it well, so instead he'll withdraw. So if a wife rejects her husband's request for the sexual interaction, and it's not that he feels, okay, so it didn't work, okay. No, he personally feels like a failure, and that you have to undo. It's not you being a failure. a wife sometimes it's best for her to communicate that. I love you. The fact that I'm not in the moment now, or that I'm not up to it now, maybe I will be, is not personally for you. I love you and I care about you. And I wish I could get more into it. And Mr. Shem, you know, help me with this, that, and the to-do list and other things. And I'm willing and open to try to be more open. But remember, very often she'll say no for valid reasons. She's not feeling well. She's overwhelmed right now. And again, she should always open it up that tomorrow night's different. And we'll make it up to tomorrow night. I'll feel better. Whatever it is. But remember, as men, the rejection here should not be rejection. You should not view it as rejection. You view it as rejection, you'll shut down. And you have to force yourself not to do that. Another mida that often happens when a wife is not less interested or says no at times is you feel that anger and resentment. Because either a man tries to fix it or control it or change it, and either he pulls away, like we just said, or escapes into unhealthy things, which we're not going to elaborate on today. It's not an excuse. We talked about it. We have to work through it. Or because of the frustration of being misunderstood or disrespected or unheard, there's going to be anger issues or resentment issues. And he may express disappointment. But he can't just say, I'm disappointment. Disappointment to himself. So he'll frown, he'll pout. Sometimes the anger will be very aggressive. Sometimes he'll be passive aggressive, not cooperating. Now he won't listen. Now he'll avoid her contact. Now he'll come out late from work and even from night seder and he won't call her. You know, those type of things. It may come out through criticism. It may come out through harsh comments. So that's very, very important to be careful and to avoid those type of things. Very, very important. A man's emotions, we have to work through it. We a simple sometimes when it's tiring and she says no, it's not in the mood. We know we need to take it in stride. And avoid the fear or frustration or irritability or sadness or rejection or hurt that usually comes with it. We have to work through it. And again, also, which is hard, but we have to do it, is don't become vulnerable to outside escapes because of sexual issues in the marriage. Work through those sexual issues within the marriage. Don't escape into unhealthy things. This is the problem sometimes. If you would take that energy of, instead of escaping into things, instead working towards being caring to your wife and davening for it and getting maybe the outside help to help with it, the professional help or, you know, Rav, therapist, mentor that understands these things. All these are much better than these alternatives that we're talking about now. So it's very, very important. All of these things we mentioned here, is we talk about it when we talk to the women, to be sensitive when it comes to these things. It doesn't mean they always have to say no or say yes. You know, they could say no at times, you know, whatever it is, and they work through it. So that's a thing to very much remember. But us as men, we have to learn how to emotionally connect. We have to have a karsa tayv when we do have a healthy physical marital life, not to take it for granted. And to take it with a healthy balance, treat her with tremendous derech eretz in the nida periods or times where she's not available. Those times where she genuinely needs to say no because she's tired or overwhelmed or she's going to be home very late or whatever it is, and you reschedule for a different time. Those nights you be supportive. And remember, no, it should not shake you to the core. It should not shake your self-esteem. It should not make you feel devalued in any way. Or disrespected in any way. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu just telling us we live life in a balanced way. And Hashem wants us to serve Him in all these ways with ahava, with a connection. And every moment is meaningful. And every interaction is meaningful. And you keep on davening for this. And Abol Atayim Messiah Noisai. And this will enhance Shalom Bayis greatly. And the physical connection sexually will also become better. If we have this attitude, if we work through it and develop those other aspects of our personality, of building our self-esteem, not getting over-defensive with these things, and treating always her with derech eretz, with an emotional support and with a love and with a care. Bracha v'atzlacha.